Scientists estimate around 80% of the matter in the universe is dark matter. Dwarf galaxies appear to have a greater percentage of it than other galaxies, which is why astronomer Matthew Walker is interested in them. He says dwarf galaxies formed at a time when the universe was more dense.
These galaxies are really relics of the early universe in the time when dark matter was more prominent, and they're still that way. So they provide a relatively straightforward glimpse at the way dark matter behaves, particularly on so-called small scales. The dwarf galaxies are the smallest objects that we know about for which we infer dark matter at all. So they seem to be the minimum size scale for forming dark matter.
How does dark matter behave?
Well, the main thing dark matter does is enhance the effects of gravity. It causes clumping. So the main purpose of dark matter in the universe has been to seed the formation of structure. So the early universe was basically featureless and contained no galaxies, no atoms even. It was basically a homogeneous blob. And gravity had to ultimately form all the structure that we see, or at least all the astronomical structure, by its attractiveness. It had to bring stuff together in localized regions. So it started off very subtly. There was one region that contained slightly more material than the region next to it, and because it had more material, it had slightly stronger gravity, and so it was compressed due to the attraction of that gravity. And then after that happened, it was even more dense compared to the surrounding material, so the gravity became stronger and it compressed even more. And that's how you get this formation of structure out of a structureless medium, just through gravity. And it's the dark matter. Since dark matter is such a major component of the mass in the universe, most of that is happening because of the way the dark matter is distributed. So behaviorally, dark matter causes the clumping that leads to galaxies.
It's not gravity. Is dark matter a form of gravity?
No. Dark matter is a form of material that gravity operates on. So gravity doesn't care whether material is dark matter or water or lead or what have you. It's gravity only cares that there's material there. But if most of that material is dark matter, then it will be dark matter that gravity cares the most about, just because it's the most abundant type of matter.
Why is it that we cannot see it?
I don't know why we don't see it. The fact is we don't, so we have to, one has to come up with a reason that we don't see it, and so the main reason, well, what people say is that it's simply an exotic form of material that doesn't interact via any force except gravity. So in order to be able to see a form of matter, it needs to emit electromagnetic radiation or reflect electromagnetic radiation, which comes into our eyes. And basically, by definition, the dark matter doesn't have that property because it feels only gravity, not electromagnetic radiation or weak or strong nuclear forces.
What about for the person listening to this conversation, why should they care about dark matter?
Well, I think we should care. I think people should care about dark matter insofar as they care about the universe in which they live. I think most people too often look straight ahead of them and look down, but don't spend enough time looking up. And if you look up, you realize that actually most of the space that we have access to is up and not straight ahead or down. So that what we have here on Earth is great and unique and important, but it's clearly not all that there is. So insofar as we're interested in looking up, one should be struck by the fact that when we do so, we come across evidence that most of the stuff up there is dark matter. So naturally, we should want to know what that is.
You don't find it frustrating that we know there's something out there, and it's been 80 years at least since we've had this theory, and there's just so much we don't know about it still.
That's certainly frustrating, but it's also the source of, we wouldn't want to have everything figured out, because then there wouldn't be science to do. So it's actually good to have some mystery there. It's reason to go to work in the morning.
Astronomer Matthew Walker grew up in Macomb. Walker does most of his telescope work in the South American country of Chile. He analyzes the data in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where he holds the Hubble Fellowship at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. Walker says he learns something every day as he tries to discover what the answer is to dark matter. Rich Egger reporting.